Welcome to the Group Chat Chronicles. I'm your host, Dev. With me this episode, I have Leek. What's up, Leek?
Yo, what's up, good people?
And on this podcast, we have two guests entering the chat. We have Londo. What's up, Londo?
What's good with y'all?
And we also have a first-time guest, Naj. What's up, Naj?
Hey, how y'all boys feeling, man?
Chilling. And on this podcast, we always give our own takes on a lot of topics. And as always, I want to thank the viewers and the watchers for listening. And before we start the podcast, we always go over what we have been tuned into, whether it be movies, music, books, TV shows, other podcasts, whatever. So, Leek, what have you been tuned into?
Yo, I ain't gonna lie. A whole lot of Babyface Ray. Crazy guy arrested, though. Free that man. But, yeah. Yeah, a whole lot of this the new album, Mob. I fuck with that. That's a good album.
All right, Londo, where you been tuned into?
I've been listening to SZA's album, just heavy.
Okay.
Tried that Jacquees album. I ain't really give it a good listen, but it's high so far. But I mean,
okay.
And I've been watching Power. I started watching that over again just because it's like,
okay.
So yeah.
All right. Yo, same here. I've been really tuned into that SZA a lot as well. It's a great album. You know what I mean? I do like R&B. I get in that bag every once in a blue. Been watching a lot of Christmas movies, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
That season, you know?
It's about that time.
Yeah.
It's really about it, man. You know, just, you know, Christmas movies and some good SZA, man.
All right.
Okay.
I've been listening to the SZA album, too. Nah, that shit fire, yo. That shit fire. That Gone Girl, that's my, yo. It's fire. That's about it, for real. In terms of, like, new stuff.
Right.
So, we're going to start off with a sports topic. So, basic question. So, who do y'all think is the MVP of the NFL?
From when I was doing my little research, I ain't the greatest on the topic, but in my opinion, what's his name? Your guy,
Jalen Hurts.
He's good, but it seems like he's hurt or something right now.
A little banged up shoulder.
Yeah, so like I don't know, cause you know how they get with that in choosing. So like I probably would say Patrick if he stay healthy, and cause he's kind of like doing his thing.
Got the stats, numbers going crazy. I can't
right remember. Highlight plays on top of that. It's looking good for him. So I would say him, of my unprofessional opinion.
All right, Londo, who you got?
I mean, NFL's not really my subject, but like, I would definitely have to say Hurts, obviously. Cause I mean, just based off the greatest record in the league, like.
Yeah, he's doing his thing.
Not throwing a lot of interceptions, being real responsible with the rock, and
talk about,
I mean, they just, you know, they're looking real good out there. I mean, I'm not even an Eagles fan, so don't try to come for me. I don't care.
Neither.
He's an Eagles fan. He got the Eagles shirt on, like, so yeah, but I would have to say Hurts. So.
Yeah, I don't gotta ask you.
I'm wearing the Hurts jersey. Like my little brother said, best record in the NFL. Man got four interceptions on the season. Patrick Mahomes, he do got the numbers as far as yards, touchdowns, but he cost his team a game or two with the interceptions. Hurts has never done that yet. You know what
right.
I mean? He's a little banged up with his shoulder, but I think he might even play this week. You know what I mean, against the Cowboys. Yeah. So, but if not, I don't think that really should matter. What he's done already has been done. You know what I mean, it's 13-1, best record in the league. He's balling, 10-11 rushing touchdowns. You couple that with 20-something more passing touchdowns. I mean, I don't know what more you want from him.
Yeah. I'm going to go with Justin Fields. Bear down. Say nah. I got to go with Hurts, for real. Best record in the league.
Right.
I only threw like four picks. Two against the Chicago Bears, by the way. But
okay. The game was -5 degrees out there.
Yeah.
Man, niggas couldn't even feel their hands.
Yeah.
But
y'all said, he's banged up. So, like, they might give it to Patrick because of that. I ain't gonna lie.
Right.
It's racist if they give it to Pat, even though he's not black. Even though he's not white, but I still. They hate on Philly players for some reason, man.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. Cause I don't even mean to switch gears, but, like even with the NBA. Like,
oh, hell yeah. Don't get me started.
Joel Embiid is averaging 33 points a game.
Yes.
And nobody's talking about my man as far as the MVP.
Mm.
Bro, it's something about Philly, man. I don't know. The national media don't like Philadelphia for some reason.
They want to bring up Jokic, and I mean, I get it, but we gotta. They like 1A, 1B type shit. You can't mix one without the other.
Yeah,
they just be doing that.
Man, we like 2 months into the season, and my man's averaging 33 something.
Hell yeah.
That's different.
See, sticking onto the basketball, who y'all got MVP for the NBA?
I mean, I'm giving it to Joel, man. You know what I mean? MVP, man. Philly, you know, I'm not even a Sixer fan, really, but I you know, I'm an Eagle fan, so I kind of always see what they're doing. But the man's just, he's hooping.
Okay.
Like, really, really hooping, bro. Like, dominant out there, man. Yeah. And the boys are out there. You know what I mean? They're not, you know, record decent. Like, I got to give it to Embiid at this point just because nobody else is going to give it to him.
Right.
Yeah, I know. For me, no bias. Joel Embiid, dominant. Best big in the league, arguably.
Yeah.
I mean, what more can you ask? I don't know.
Yeah, he did hit a crazy play I seen on a highlight. Yeah, like, I mean, a crazy three. Like, you know, like, ran out of bounds, like, just on the fly type. Right. That was wild. Yeah,
mind you, he's 7 foot something doing that.
Yeah. That is crazy.
So, I mean, when you bring up, like, see, I wish, like, MVPs was, like, get an MVP for your position. Like, but, like, I get it. Like, but, like, can't ignore Jason Tatum. Like, can't ignore him. I like to mention Luka in that conversation too.
Yeah,
like,
for sure.
And B too, but like Jokic for sure. Like, he's always like, he's the Nuggets. You think of the Nuggets, you think of Jokic, and then you think of
Murray.
Yeah, so I feel like it's like a four-headed race right now.
I'm not mad at nobody. Just say.
Alright, what about you, Lee?
I ain't gonna lie, I really don't know. I mean, just to be real,
watch NBA.
I watch it, but honestly, just not like that as of recently.
Nah, man, I ain't gonna lie, I don't really watch it too much like that either, though. To be honest, but I just be tuned into the stats and all that. But yeah. I'm an NFL dude. You know what I mean?
Right, so, right.
When that's on, I ain't really watching too many other sports.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I would like Durant. Like, Durant probably, like, that's like one of my favorite players, like, I could say. So, like, I would like to see him up there. But I don't know if that's going to happen.
My favorite player all time is LeBron and shit, but I just, that's, you know, I think his MVP days might be gone.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
I don't think so. He better be
38. Like, yeah, nah, on the 30th. Like,
I mean, he's still giving
MVP. I don't know. No, 38, he's still 38-year-old MVPs. Like,
LeBron goes LeBron when LeBron wants to, no, type time.
That's what
So it's like, I feel
he
like.
He needs to have players around him so when he doesn't have to go LeBron, he can still be cool.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, if you ask me, he got it, but like, they just, I don't know.
Yeah, Anthony Davis always
I don't
always
know what the
hurt.
Lakers going on. I don't know what's going on.
Who's to blame for Russell Westbrook's decline, though? Like, is that LeBron? Is that, like, playing with LeBron or something? Or, like, what's,
I mean,
the man, you, like, we talking about a dude who averaged a triple-double, and now is, like, a shell of himself with the king. How'd that happen?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, they say he's been doing good recently. Off the bench.
Come
off
the bench, but we ain't paying him $46 million.
Right.
I mean, you know how I go though, bro. Like, I mean, I don't know.
Could have split that 23-23 with another, like, at least decent name. Like,
I feel like they tried to slow his game down a little bit, though. Like, the Lakers, they tried, like, they paced it slow. Like, Westbrook, when you really think about it, Westbrook played fast.
Yeah.
Like, he's flying down the court. So, like, last year, I kind of get cut him slack, to be real, because it's like he's playing a totally different game.
Yeah.
So
he played hard though, like he really hustles and like he's out there trying his best. But
my thing is
he's playing a million miles per hour. Like,
but my thing is like the threes off the side of the backboard.
Oh yeah. I mean, he was never a good shooter. Like, but
layups and shit. Like,
I mean, that's like. Yo, Debbie said it, like, he really wasn't a shooter like that, really, to begin with. He had a couple years where he was definitely doing his thing, but it's like, for real, he's a slasher. Like, he's going to the paint. I'm not really looking for him to hit the game-winning three.
Oh, no, not at all. I'm just not looking for him to hit it off the side of the backboard either. Like, you a point guard, a professional point guard at that, bro.
Right.
Like, shooting is part of that, you know what I mean? Part of that.
Part of the position.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, but. You know, I don't know.
We ain't talk about Grumman not being able to make fucking foul shots, but I mean, that's what's happening for me. I feel like foul shots been practiced since Little League, basically.
Yeah.
Or a little after, maybe, because I don't know. But definitely, they always, it's been implemented. Make a damn foul shot. There's nobody there in front of you. Like,
gotta make the free throws.
Yeah.
Gotta make the free throws.
Yeah, that shit harder than it seemed, though. You know,
I get it. You down easy. One and you got two foul shots to make. You can win the game. You tie the first one. Then I get it. That's a lot of pressure, but it's not gonna be a lot of pressure prepared though. Like,
that's fine. I ain't gonna lie, but especially if you paying how many million a game?
47
million.
More than that.
I ain't gonna lie. You missing foul shots.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, you missing foul shots. I ain't gonna lie, I'm slashing some of your pay that week. Like,
that's a fact.
Off the foul shot.
No, that's a fact.
This bitch passed for the suicide. Like, nah. No.
Yeah, you paying me because you missed that shit.
So, we're gonna sit the basketball. So, Jamal Crawford, ever since the legend Kobe Bryant has passed, has been an advocate to get
Kobe.
That's facts, a fact, man. Rest in peace.
Been an advocate to get Kobe as the logo. Mm-hmm. So, how do y'all feel about that?
That shit would be hard.
It would definitely be hard.
And I know exactly what shot they gotta do. The one where he's doing this fadeaway.
That's one of them, I think.
Wait, hold on. They made like concepts.
I seen concepts.
I ain't seen no concepts. I gotta see that. That'd be hard.
Yeah. I mean, it can't be Jerry West forever.
Nah.
Like, I mean, generation kids don't even know who that is.
Yeah, like, I guarantee nobody in this room watched a Jerry West game either. So, like, not saying Jerry West ain't a legend, but that it don't mean nothing to me at least. Nah, so, right. It's like, Kobe got drafted a month after I was born. So, he was basically in the league my entire life for the most part. So, it's like, yeah.
And he's a very much so iconic player on top of that.
Yeah, top three all time. I don't care. Nobody got to say.
Transcends
basketball. That's a fact, though.
I mean, some might argue, but, you know. But not all. So, yeah, Landa, how you feel about that?
Kobe for the logo is always – you can't deny that. Like,
right.
I can't say, like, no, don't put Kobe on the logo. Like, he's Kobe. Like, you think of basketball, you think of Kobe. Like, facts. So, having him at the logo is only right. Like
what you say when you throw something in the trash can?
When your mind is strong, what you got? You got the Mamba mentality.
Mamba mentality.
You know what I mean? Like, the man is ingrained across the universe, man. Why not be the logo then?
I mean, now for future generations, it might not mean much, but it's like.
Now, do you think that would hinder, to play slight devil's advocate? Do you think that would hinder, I guess, people looking up the history? Because, like, keeping Jerry West as, like, the logo, per se, will have people then tap into those different eras. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Instead of stick it to, of course, what we would say, probably the best era of basketball. But, you know, just, again, play slight devil's advocate. Do you think that kind of, like, fuck up the legacy a little bit of the NBA?
I don't know. Really. And the only reason I don't think so is because I don't think Jerry West being the logo does that now. I mean, he's not like, yo, who that logo? Let me go Google him some highlights. Like he said, it's Jerry West.
Right.
Yeah. Dude played like with I forget who said it, but somebody said back then they played with like firemen and like.
Yeah.
Like,
no.
Facts.
Like day jobs and then played in the league. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like the YMCA league.
Nah, I'll be bugging. Cause I could just see like future generations talking about us, talking about, oh, man, LeBron not even all that. He played with Twitch streamers, SoundCloud rapper. I can see that shit right now with these little niggas, yo. Yeah. But you know, Kobe for the logo though.
I'm all for it.
Yeah,
sure.
4 for 4, y'all for it.
Yeah. So moving on to a music topic. So I saw a tweet that basically said, "Soulja Boy is more of a legend than Nipsey Hussle. Rest in peace, Nipsey Hussle. By the way,
been
a lot.
Rest in peace, Nip.
So yeah, do y'all agree with the tweet or not?
First of all, we need to. What's the definition of a legend?
I mean, my thing is. You can be more legendary. But, like, I feel like if you ask more people who's more known, they're going to say Soulja Boy, in my opinion.
Of course.
Yeah.
But, like, Nip was an influential
person.
Yeah, like, and wasn't a terrible rapper. Like, Soulja Boy is a great rapper. Yep. Soulja Boy, like, let's keep it a buck. But influence wise, like, how
shout out to Soulja Boy.
I feel like without him, the streaming area wouldn't happen.
No, that's a fact.
He was the first to do everything.
So, like, you be having his receipts though on some shit. I'll say that.
You got that. Like,
so yeah, and then without him, I don't think the streaming era would have began for real, for being honest. So, like, you can be legend in multiple ways, but. If we're going off most known, I would say people would say Soulja Boy.
Yeah, I might have to agree that Soulja Boy is more legendary in that aspect than Nip.
Yeah.
I don't know. For me, Nip is more legendary. His impact, I feel like, is going to travel generations. Mm-hmm. Like, people didn't even hear about Nip until he passed. So,
that's
like, it's kind of.
I'm people. sadly. Like,
damn, yeah. Real sad.
I wasn't on it. Like, I ain't gonna lie.
I mean, I wasn't the biggest fan, but I at least know who he was.
Mm-hmm. I know who he was, but I just didn't know the music.
Yeah.
Man, those Sloss and Boy Taste was crazy. But yeah, was. Mailbox was. Money, man, y'all. Anyway. So for me, I would say yeah, but again, Soulja Boy was like the first to do everything. Yeah. So like, yeah. But shout out to Soulja.
And I think the word more so that we should use for Nip was what he had tatted on him, bro. Like, he's prolific.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Way more, like, he's really like more prolific than Soulja Boy. But, mm-hmm. you know, but legendary, I mean, Soulja Boy had, like you said, first to do the streaming, first to do the ringtones, first to do the websites. Like, I mean, say what you want, but like you said, a lot of shit might not happen if Soulja Boy don't really jump out there first.
Yeah.
All right, what about you, Londo?
I feel like Soulja Boy is a well-known name. I know Nipsey is a well-known name too, but I feel like Soulja Boy had more impact on like today's like industry and like with like how music and shit is like broadcasting and everything like that. So like Nipsey is like, he known for like way more important shit than just music. So I feel like, yeah, Soulja Boy is more popular, but Nipsey is more important. So.
Yeah. So yeah, moving on. So on a previous episode, I think it was Shiesty Time. we talked about this bishop that supposedly got robbed in front of the church.
Yeah. Yeah.
Apparently, fuck him, by the way. But, I'm just gonna say that. But so he got arrested this past week for being basically a scammer. So. Mm-hmm. How do we feel about that?
Is that the same pastor that got robbed on live stream?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, robbed.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
Robbed.
But I mean, if you plan with, if you like are using God to like scam people, bro, I think you deserve whatever you got coming to you. Yeah. To be completely honest with you, man, because there's certain people out there that really like be like leaning on that type of like
faith.
That faith. Yeah. You know what I mean, and you taking that to like monetize it and scam people, bro. Like, if, you know what I mean, God looking, you know what I mean, God don't like that. You know what I mean? God don't like ugly, and that's one of the ugliest shit you could do. So, yeah, like you said, fuck that nigga.
All right.
Don't worry, bro. Yeah, I feel like, for sure, if you scamming motherfuckers using Jesus, like, you really don't you don't deserve to see him after you die, for real. Like, that's some, like,
skip the lines. Just go straight down.
You got,
no 200.
You got people's grandmas that put money in that community basket, really thinking they doing something, and you just riding around in the Escalade all cool and shit, and you ain't using none of that money for what it's supposed to be used for. So,
right.
Yeah, if you're a scammer, I don't like scammers. I don't like scammers at all. I feel like they deserve what they get, so that's how I feel about it.
Okay. I mean, definitely fuck that nigga. Yeah. But at the same time, we told y'all niggas. it's bullshit over there. Yeah. You know what I mean? You gonna get what he get, pretty much. Yeah. Like, it's pretty much like what y'all said. I'm on the same lines. It's like, oh, you can't use people's faiths as their weakness to get money from them.
Right.
Especially, you know, like some people in that faith, they'll put their last because they feel like it's really doing something to, you know.
That's oftentimes they're giving you their last. You know what I mean? They struggling to pay their bills, but they're giving you money and you buying Rolexes and Phantoms and shit. Like,
talk about y'all need to do better, Mr. Man. Real Estate.
Man, nigga, fucking for real. He ain't real estate too. Nah, yo. Nah, man. Yeah, you can't
He was like, oh, I drive what I want, dress what I want. He was talking mad shit online. Pastor.
He out here flipping the recession money, man. That's crazy, man.
Yeah, like,
PPP loaned out this bitch. Yeah. Like, yeah.
He came right on live. Like, that what he deserved.
Man. I don't know. This is I just don't see like how he can sleep at night. Like,
people ain't shit in this world.
Some
bro.
People just don't give a fuck.
Nah,
bro.
But like y'all said, people be giving their last. It's like they just got enough to pay every bill they got, and they giving you their last $25, right. Their last $50. They might got like an illness they gotta take care of. They giving you money out of their debt, mm-hmm. and it's like people give they all this shit, and you buying. Like, you flexing in the, like, flexing. And then the church is, like, in the hood, too. So, it's like, bruh, what is you doing?
Church ain't
Fendi
had
Fendi suits and shit. I'm exactly. Like, yo, this guy was different.
Church ain't had a new doorknob.
Exactly. Come on, man. This shit crazy. Man, I don't know. That's
false prophets, man. You gotta watch them niggas, man.
Cole tried to tell y'all.
Facts. So, last topic. So, earlier today, I saw a tweet that said, a real nigga not finna pursue you and not get your child something for Christmas, regardless of that status of relationship. So basically, I got my question.
Let's talk about it. So, let's talk about it, chat. So, let's talk.
So my question is, if y'all were single, uh-huh. as a man,
start there.
Start there.
As a man, are you obligated to get the woman you're talking to child a gift, no matter what the status of the relationship is?
Hell no. First of all, if you want to get the young boy or girl gift, then sure. If you want to show her, you know, you're trying to use that to win her over, that maybe, but obligation, I don't like the word obligated, man, because
yeah.
my mom used to always say, man, you, I ain't got to do shit but be black and die, you know what I mean?
Facts. So,
not obligated to do a damn thing, but I don't like how the sense of entitlement, though, from these from some of these women, I will say, on the social media, mm-hmm. bro, like, what do you even mean? Like, if I'm talking to you, I got to get your kid something for Christmas?
Yeah.
Or I can't talk to you? That's crazy.
She said, you better come up in here with a Hot Wheel or something.
A little nigga, some Uno cards or something. Get him a card deck. Play I Declare War while I'm piping your mom.
No, oh, shit.
Real shit, though. Gotta keep occupied.
Gotcha, man.
Go ahead,
bro. Obligated, I hate that word. Because, like, I feel like if that word wasn't used, I feel like a lot more shit would be cool. Like, if you say, like, yo, like, if you want to, if it'll be a good gesture, or like throw it out there, just real cool, like, but just coming off straight bold, like, yo, like, if you fuck with me, you gotta get something for my son. We've been talking for 2 months. Like, come on, now. We not even on that level yet. I'm not buying you shit. I don't expect you to buy me nothing. So automatically, we just gonna be together for Christmas Day or whatever. But don't expect no gifts from me. Like, don't expect gifts from me. Like, if I want to, I will. But
real shit.
Especially like that. I don't know if he deserves one. Like, maybe it's even like, I don't got time for that. I ain't gonna waste my money on a kid I don't even really know. Like, if I really know you and we got that connection, then But no, not. And I should do this. And like, don't tell me what I should do or else. Like, I'm gonna take the or else route every single time. So.
Especially like you said, we dating too much. You lucky you get something. Fuck you. I mean, let alone your young
boy. And if we don't, it's not that deep. Cause
yo, fat.
So don't tell me what I'm supposed to do or some shit that like social media tell you. Cause you gonna be on social media tweeting right afterwards. Heartbreaking. don't fuck with me like that. Like I don't like that. Yo. Don't tell me I'm obligated to do something. That's all. That's the only thing. Like, it can be a lot better if it's communicated better, or if we got time then.
That's offending.
Yeah. All seriousness.
Hey, so what about you, Leek?
I ain't gonna lie. You know what that post screams out to me?
What?
If you broke, just say that.
Oh, wow.
Like, to say a nigga is obligated to give your child something for Christmas. First of all, let's just keep it all the way 100. Do you know that little nigga name? Do you even know little buddy name yet?
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? Little princess, do you know her name yet?
You don't even know what they like.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
for real, you probably never even met
the child. Like, what are we talking about here? Like, go to a toy drive or something. Like, don't try to do that to somebody that you dating. Like, you're just now getting to know. Yeah. Like, kind of like what Londell was saying. Like, if I know you for a while and we just have that kind of, you know, relationship now, I mean, cool.
Right.
But just on some, like, I'm trying to get to know you and it's just that time of year. Oh, I got to get you and your child something. Fellas, run. Yo, even if you trick it. Run. Trick on somebody else. Don't trick on that. Trick on something that's not looking for it.
Yeah, that's the best way to, you know, that's the best person to trick on. Somebody exactly. expecting it or don't even, you know what I mean?
Don't even need it. It's like, oh, nah, I'll do this for you. You know? Real talk.
I mean, I don't even know. Like, all right, if we're just talking, I don't even know you like that. So you lucky, like y'all said, you lucky if I even get you a gift. So it's like... I probably just been on a few dates. Like, nothing like that. Like I literally do not. I just know that you have a child.
Right.
Like, so it's not like, I don't even know what they like. I don't know what they dislike. So, exactly. So, I mean, don't get me wrong. It's some fly shit. And you probably, and you should get some points with it. But like.
For sure.
Like I
for
said.
Sure.
Like, yeah. Like I've said countless times on this shit. People turn nice gestures into obligations. Like, fact. It's nice. But it's like.
That's a bar right there.
Like, it really is. Shout out to Death. That's his shit.
But like, all right. So my question is, let's say you were to get a woman that you were talking to for 2 months, if y'all are single, for 2 months, what would y'all even get their kid?
Shit.
How old is I'm about to say, how old is the kid?
I don't know.
10.
10, all right. 10.
10.
Maybe a game or something. Like, the Switch game, if they got the Switch or something. You know, video game or 10. I mean, like, I don't even know, bro. Like, fuck around to get a nigga a yo-yo or something.
You know what I mean? No, like, word.
You know what I mean? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I'll get him a yo-yo. Hot Wheel car. Something, like, not expensive. Because toys are expensive. I ain't going to lie.
Something $20 limit.
Shit, for not even that. But, yeah.
What about you, Lada?
I might get a little gift card or something like that. Like, what kind of, like Fortnite or something like that. I'll give him some Robux or something. I think I fucked up. V-Bucks, I think. Yeah, V-Bucks.
Shit, y'all better than me.
I ain't gonna lie. That's kind of on the lines I was on. Gift card. Like,
Cause you don't really know too much about them, like, can't really get a thoughtful gift for them. Like, that's why I'm like, 2 months and you expect me to get something. Like, you won't be upset with the gift I get. You're gonna be like, why'd you get that? Exactly.
Like, I ain't gonna lie, I got a flip question.
What's up?
So, like, I guess this more or less would be for Shorty on the post, though. But
it
like,
it was a man that said that shit.
It was a man?
Yeah.
What? Fellas, we gotta do better.
That's around the fucking. Around the holidays, that's what the post is? Like,
yeah, basically.
Sim culture is real, man.
What the hell? So basically, my question was, it's like, do you, I don't want to say expect, but in your mind, think Shorty going to give you something?
I mean, if that's what tight time she on, yes.
At 2 months?
I'm not expecting.
I'm not expecting that shit either.
I mean, I'm not going to expect it, but like, if I have to get their kid a gift, I'm assuming I got to get her a gift too. Mm-hmm. So, in my head, yeah, I expect something.
It might be a conversation like, yo, are we giving each other gifts? You know what I mean? Right. Something that you have to know beforehand, because I'm not about to get you something, you don't give me nothing, and I don't want it to be vice versa either. But
right.
It's a simple conversation like, yo, you grabbing me something, so I'm going to grab you something. But if not, I ain't tripping on you.
I mean, I might get her a gift, but like, if she does this little obligation shit, then yeah, I expect something back. But like, if I'm just doing it at the kindness of my heart, no, I don't expect nothing.
Oh, yeah, for real.
Yeah, facts.
Real ones don't do nothing expecting anything in return, you know? That's what we ain't do
it
for that.
Right.
Yeah. So, niggas gotta do better. For real. That's all you're saying.
They giving girls like, it seems like this generation and this like era is like give a girl everything before you even see what shorty's about type time.
Shit, niggas been on that type time. I keep telling you that shit. Niggas been on this type time. It just social media just brings it to light.
Mm-hmm. Yo, I feel that, bro, but I just feel like at the same time, it's just at an all-time high. Like, I ain't even going to say no names, but I was talking to my little homie, and he's like, yo, like, yeah, I be sending shorty money for Chick-fil-A, and I'm like, nah, you can't, no. That's not what you do. He's like, yo, but she ain't going to fuck with me if I don't do that for her. And it's like, it's like, damn, she's not the one. Like, sit there and play. Like,
you just a fool nigga. Like,
basically, she hungry, she hit you up and shit. Like, yeah. What you doing?
And it's like, yo, we got to kind of, yeah, you gotta teach this, these kids, like, or the, you know, teenagers, whoever, like, men, shit. Like, yo, that's not how you move.
Yeah, nice, facts.
You fuck around being some shit, be unhappy the rest of your life.
Uh-huh. And broke. How that works.
Right.
Like, come on, man.
All right. So, this concludes this week's episode. And as y'all know, we leave y'all with a final thought. Mm-hmm. So, Leek, what is your final thought?
Man, spread more love, not hate. Follow me on all socials at It's Just Leek. And, keep streaming the music. I appreciate that for sure. Yeah.
All right, bet. Londell, what's your final thought?
Man, stay safe out here. It's the holidays. Nobody want to get shot out here. Nobody want to get killed or anything. Everybody be safe. Enjoy yourselves.
All right. Nah, that's what you found,
man. Just spread love. Like my man said, man, keep that hate away from you, man. Be put your best foot forward. Try to be your best in what you do, man. Follow me, Most High Naj, on all socials. You make music?
Yeah.
I make beats, so, you know, I'm about to tap in, man. But, and also, man, I want to end it with a Fly Eagles Fly, man. 2023 Super Bowl champs, man. I'm calling it now on the podcast.
Okay. All right. My final thought is, since this is the last podcast of the year, just one thing, all the supporters for fucking with us.
For sure.
Next year, we're going to be coming even stronger, mm-hmm. you know. Anything, hit us up if you want somebody you know on. Give us suggestions, whatever.
Hell,
so,
you wanna come on.
Yeah.
Shit, let us know.
Thank y'all for having us on, man.
No problem. Yeah. No problem.
See what y'all been doing, man. Y'all boys keep going.
Thank you.
Hell yeah.
So,
it's an honor to be here.
No problem.
Fuck me on the barber tip, too, man. Get with me. I definitely cut you. I do anything. I come to you. We out here. Get with me.
All right. So, follow the socials, GCC717 on Twitter, the Group Chat Chronicles on Facebook, Group Chat Chronicles 717 on Instagram and TikTok. Like and subscribe to the Group Chat Chronicles on YouTube. I'm going to give a shout out to Donis, Swanee Visuals on the cam. And I'd like to thank everybody for kicking it with us forever long we was here for. And we out.
Peace.